So what's the movie about? Well, it takes place a couple of months after Civil War. Okay, so Tony Stark has just made a big deal about superheroes having to be responsible. Exactly. So at the beginning of this movie, Tony leaves a weaponized spider suit with a high school student and then doesn't take his calls.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and it's equipped with a ton of crazy stuff. There's a bunch of web modes, a recon drone, glider wings, web grenades, even an instant kill mode that kind of turns on by itself. And Tony just leaves that in the hands of a teenager. Well, he left a software block on the crazier stuff. Oh, so it's impossible for Peter to access those modes. Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, well, Peter's friend Ned from high school hacks into the suit and just unblocks everything.
Oh, hacking.
They also take a tracker out so Tony and Happy can't see where he goes. So Stark Technology's like the best in the world. This Ned guy must be really smart. He's not? I mean, I guess technically he is, but we're gonna play him as really dumb.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like in the first part of the movie, he keeps loudly asking Peter super sensitive questions.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, you'd think that would be a no-brainer for anyone, right? And he's able to hack Stark Tech. He is, so Peter has access to a bunch of functionalities.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was really fun to write, because whenever I didn't know how to solve a problem in a scene, I was like, oh, well, maybe the Stark suit has a mode to solve this.
That's smart.
Yeah, and when that didn't work, I just have Iron Man swoop in and save the day. People like Iron Man.
They do.
Oh, that reminds me, the suit has a Jarvis interface, so we might have to get Paul Bettany back if possible.
Oh, actually, we can't do that.
How come? Well, he's transformed into Vision now.
Oh, that's right. I can see if his wife is available.
Jennifer Connelly, yeah, perfect.
Great.
So does this movie have a villain? Because I'd like to start casting ASAP. It does. He's called the Vulture.
The Vulture. So kind of like a...
He's like a bird man.
A bird man.
Okay. I can work with that. That'll help.
Awesome.
So what's his deal? Well, he was hired to clean up alien debris after the invasion in the first Avengers movie.
Interesting. Tying it together.
Yeah, but then he was fired, so he became a supervillain to support his family.
Just a 180 like that.
Yeah, pretty much immediately. So he and his crew start stealing alien debris and use them to make super weapons.
Oh, you'd think the government would be keeping really close watch on that stuff.
You'd think so, but we jump forward 8 years in time and Vulture's doing great. No problems at all.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like they're not even being that secretive about it.
No?
No, they're just selling to like run-of-the-mill criminals for robberies and stuff.
Just anyone.
It seems that way. Plus, one of the guys likes to demo them in open spaces. At another point, they're literally on the news.
And nobody's looking too deeply into this.
Not really, no, but Spider-Man decides to.
Oh, he does he?
Yeah, and it's gonna lead to some pretty crazy action. Like, we're really stepping things up from the older Spider-Man movies.
I'm listening.
So you know in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, there's Peter's love interest falling from high up inside a tower?
Yeah.
Well, in this movie, we're gonna have Peter's love interest falling from high up inside a tower, except now that tower is the Washington Monument.
What's wrong?
I think that's a mistake.
It is?
Yeah, I do. I think the Washington Monument is technically an obelisk, not a tower.
Oh, but you like the idea.
Oh yeah, no, I love the idea. Love interest falling from high up, that's amazing.
Great.
And we're also gonna do the Jesus thing from Spider-Man 2.
Jesus thing?
You know when Tobey Maguire is trying to stop a train with some webs and it looks like he's gonna poop?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so basically that, but with a fairy that gets cut in half.
How does he manage to get the fairy back together?
Well, I couldn't think of a way for the suit to take care of it, so Iron Man swoops in and saves the day.
Gotcha, that's a good system,
right? It made this so easy to write.
So what's the climax of the movie?
Oh, so Happy Hogan is having a bunch of super dangerous and valuable stuff shipped for Tony.
He does that even though there's this big bad guy flying around stealing dangerous and valuable stuff?
Yes, he does.
So I guess he's gonna have some pretty crazy security on that shipment.
No, he puts it on a plane and sets the plane to autopilot.
That's it?
Oh, it's invisible.
Does that help?
No.
How did the Vulture and his team learn so much about the plans to ship this stuff?
Oh, we're not gonna explain that.
Oh, that's a gutsy move, because some people might consider that lazy writing, but I know you're just trying to keep some mystery. I like it.
Yes, because of the mystery. That's why I did that.
And how does the movie end?
Well, Tony had taken Peter's suit away because he went after the Vulture, which was reckless.
Right.
And at the end, he offers him a new suit because he went after the Vulture, which was brave.
Okay, so Spider-Man ends the movie with an even better suit.
Actually, no, that's a pretty big moment.
Go on.
Tony offers him this amazing Iron Spider suit, but he's like, no thanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a huge character moment.
I like that.
Right? It sends the message of like, I don't need Iron Man.
Exactly. By not taking the suit, it's like, I am my own person.
Yeah, and I think the decision to not get in the suit is really gonna define the character moving forward.
I love it. So, you're in my office.
Yes, sir, I am.
Why is that happening?
Well, I have a pitch for a Spider-Man movie, you know, to wrap up Phase 3 of the MCU.
Oh, I kind of thought Avengers Endgame would be a good way to wrap up Phase 3, you know, end with a bang, then take a little break.
Well, this Spider-Man movie's kind of like how you'd have a thin mint after a big meal, except, you know, this mint costs $160 million.
A very expensive mint.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I guess it'll be really interesting to dive into how the characters react to half the population disappearing and reappearing 5 years later. That's gotta be nuts to process.
Yeah, we're barely gonna explore that, though.
Oh, we're not.
Now, see, this episode of The Marvel Show is a comedy, and all that seems pretty dark, so we're just gonna play the widespread death thing as a joke and then not really talk about it.
Well, okay then. Anyway, it's gonna be interesting to see how things go now that Tony's gone, you know? Let the characters breathe a little.
Tony's gonna drive the whole movie.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. All the character motivations, directly and indirectly, and all the technology that drives the plot. It's all Iron Man.
Well, people do like Iron Man.
Yeah, not ready to let go of him just yet. He's like a little safety blanket.
He is, yeah.
So anyway, in this movie, Peter wants a break from being a hero, and he goes on a little Euro trip with his classmates.
Okay.
But when he gets there, he realizes that Aunt May packed his Spidey suit for him.
Oh yeah, what are we gonna do with that big Aunt May cliffhanger from Homecoming, you know, where she sees him as Spider-Man?
Nothing, she's apparently just fine with it, and they work together.
Oh, so that cliff ended up being more of like a tiny step?
More like just more flat ground.
Oh, it was a flat ground hanger, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Nick Fury approaches him because these elemental creatures are attacking, right? And he's like the only Avenger that can help.
How come?
Well, he asks about Thor, and he's off-world, and Captain Marvel is busy, so there's just him.
Well, what about Black Panther, or Bucky, or Falcon, or Ant-Man, or the Wasp, or Doctor Strange, or Scarlet Witch, or Pepper?
Well, here's the thing. This is a Spider-Man movie, right? So I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about the other heroes.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Great, thank you. So anyway, it turns out that Tony left Peter these billion-dollar glasses with a system called Edith.
Okay, and what's that all about?
Well, it lets Peter spy on people and control their technology and control an army of drones from space and kill anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Ew, that killing technology sounds a whole lot like what Hydra wanted to use in The Winter Soldier. Why would Tony not only make that, but give it to a child?
So the movie can happen. He also programmed it, so Peter's the only one who can use it.
Isn't Peter only brought back to life like 5 minutes before Tony dies? When would he have programmed that?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, we're also gonna have Mysterio in this movie.
A great villain.
We're actually gonna pretend like he's a good guy so we can surprise everybody with a big twist halfway.
I guess that'll be a fun surprise for people who haven't heard of the classic villain Mysterio, or Google his name when the trailer comes out, or think about how evil his name sounds.
Yeah, I'm thinking we could surprise at least a dozen people with this twist.
Well, great!
Yeah, so Mysterio manipulates Peter into giving him full control of Edith.
Wow.
And we're gonna learn about his big master plan and his motivations and everything.
How are we gonna learn that?
He's gonna straight up shout it in great detail for several minutes.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and he's gonna point at people on his team and explain why they helped and what their contributions were, and we're gonna flash back to other movies.
Yikes, seems pretty heavy-handed.
Wow. Okay, I didn't want to say anything, but heavy hand syndrome does run in my family, and I'd appreciate if you didn't bring it up.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I had no idea.
That's okay, it's just between heavy hands and ham fists, I don't exactly have it easy.
Oh, let's just move on, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So why are we saying that Mysterio's doing all this?
Oh, well, actually, we're gonna have this big reveal that he's the one who made barf.
Oh, making barf is tight. I did that last night, had some weird oysters.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie, no, he's the one who made the barf hologram tech from Civil War.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so Mysterio was mad that Tony didn't see the full potential of his hologram technology, so he put together a team of disgruntled employees.
So the villain is somebody that was scorned by Tony Stark in the past?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, kind of sounds like Vulture in Homecoming.
Right.
Or Ironmonger in Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
Or Whiplash in Iron Man 2.
Yes.
Or Aldrich Killian in Iron Man 3.
Okay, maybe it's not original, but it's a good formula.
Yeah, that's true. So what's Mysterio's plan?
Well, he wants to save the world from a fake Avengers-level threat so he can be like the next Iron Man.
Why?
Because then people will listen to him.
What happens if there's an actual Avengers-level threat?
I don't know.
And if there is an actual Avengers-level threat, aren't there a bunch of other superheroes out there?
Oh my god, that's so weird.
Whoa, what's going on?
I don't know, it kind of feels like you're back on my back about the other Avengers.
Oh, I am, aren't I? Let me get off of that thing.
So anyway, Mysterio wants to stage this big attack on London, and Peter has to stop him.
Uh-oh.
So then Spider-Man's gonna have to fight an army of drones.
Oh, a third-act CGI disposable army, huh? I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I thought that might be an appropriate thing to put in a Marvel movie.
Extremely appropriate, but how is he able to dodge all those bullets? There's gotta be thousands of them firing every second.
By, you know, being Spider-Man.
Oh, I guess that's a good explanation.
Yeah, and then he's gonna have this showdown with Mysterio and all his illusions, but his Spidey sense is gone.
Oh yeah, Spidey sense. We haven't really established that other than that arm hair raise in Infinity War. That doesn't seem like such a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's gone now.
Okay, I guess that's something.
It is something.
Well, so I guess it's gonna be hard to beat Mysterio without his spidey sense, huh?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really? How's he gonna do it?
By using his spidey sense.
How does he get it back?
By getting it back.
What do you mean?
He couldn't do it, but then he does it by doing it.
I guess that works.
Yeah, so then he gets the Edith glasses back from Mysterio.
Wouldn't Mysterio also need to pass over the controls like Peter did?
Apparently not.
Huh.
And so yeah, Peter saves the day.
Very cool.
But then in the mid-credits scene, it turns out that Mysterio framed Peter for the whole attack and revealed his identity.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I figure we could get J.K. Simmons to come back and announce it as J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it turns out Nick Fury was a Skrull the whole movie.
That's insane.
Pretty crazy, right?
Do you think it's a bad sign that the most memorable parts of this movie are gonna be the mid and post-credit scenes?
That's probably fine.
Okay, just checking.
So what do you think overall?
I mean, it's okay.
Oh, is something wrong?
Nah, it's just that, you know, Endgame is gonna be such a record-breaking movie that it's hard to get pumped about this one, you know?
You don't think it's gonna break any records?
I mean, no, not after Endgame. I just really like breaking records.
Well, maybe we could release it on a Tuesday. Would that make you feel better?
Why would that make me feel better?
So, you have a Spider-Man sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. The third entry in the, I guess, home trilogy.
Yeah, it seems like we decided that was a thing at a certain point. So what happens in this movie?
Well, now Peter is super famous because Mysterio revealed his identity in the last movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so his world's turned upside down. The media's all over him and his friends. That Flash guy writes a whole book about it.
Oh, boy.
And there are also some legal troubles involved, so they get this. They get Matt Murdock in. Charlie Cox.
He's from the Netflix show.
Yeah, he is.
Oh boy, doesn't get much crazier than that.
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, that's rude.
No, that's...
I have idea.
No, because sir, check this out. I was thinking we get Andrew Garfield to come in as Spider-Man from another universe.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's great.
Okay, I was expecting a bigger reaction than that. But also, we get Tobey Maguire in as Spider-Man too.
Good actor, sure.
Sir, Tobey Maguire.
I did love Seabiscuit. That was great.
No.
Seabiscuit is tight.
Sir, they both played Spider-Man before.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, in other movies, they...
Oh, I guess I missed those.
Really?
I mean, I have no recollection, but the movie will still work, right?
I guess.
Okay, great. So let's hear it.
I was hoping we could get Alfred Molina to come in as Doc Ock.
Oh, he was fantastic in Chocolat.
Okay, no, you know what, sir? I'm gonna need you to go watch 5 Spider-Man movies real quick, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the impact. None of this is gonna land the way I wanted to if you haven't watched those 5 movies.
5 movies? Okay. All right.
Please, it's... You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of that was great. What was that old jazz thing about, though?
Oh, we don't need to talk about that. Okay, now listen to this. I'm thinking we get Willem Dafoe back as Green Goblin.
Oh, he's from the first movie.
Oh, there's the reaction I'm going for.
I was also thinking we get Thomas Hayden Church back as Sandman and Reese Ifans back as Lizard.
Well, he's from the third movie, and he's from the first movie of the rebooted movies.
That's right, and also Jamie Foxx as Electro.
He's from the second movie of the rebooted movies.
He sure is, sir. They're all from the other movies.
Amazing. Hey, what about James Franco? Should we get him back? Dane DeHaan?
Well, okay then. So what happens in the movie?
Well, okay, so it turns out that being the most famous person in the world has kind of ruined Peter and MJ and Ned's chances of getting into MIT.
Oh, okay.
And so Peter feels bad, so he goes to see Doctor Strange to ask him to cast a spell to make everybody forget he's Spider-Man.
And how does that go?
Oh, not well, sir. See, he starts the spell, but then Peter keeps asking for little changes to it, like he wants MJ to remember him.
So Doctor Strange takes a minute to just talk it through?
No. God, no.
Why not?
So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So the spell gets messed up, and then people from other universes that know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man start popping into this universe.
Wait, did Electro know that Peter Parker was Spider-Man?
No, he didn't.
So... Okay.
So eventually Peter's gonna capture all these villains and they're gonna kinda recap each other's movies to each other, a bunch of inside jokes for fans.
Very fun.
And then Doctor Strange makes this box that'll send everybody back to their universes.
Oh, great.
But the thing is, they all got zapped over here pretty much right before they died. So Peter's like, well, we have to help them. We can't just send them to die.
Oh.
But Doctor Strange says no, so Peter steals the box and then Doctor Strange brings him into the mirror dimension, which he controls.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough
tough for Peter to beat Strange in there.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see,
math? Oh, math. Yeah, math.
That works.
Kinda.
So what else is gonna happen?
Well, there's kind of this consensus on the internet that everybody's tired of seeing Uncle Ben die in Spider-Man projects.
That does seem to happen a lot.
Yeah, so I figure we don't do that.
Right.
And instead, we kill Aunt May.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Green Goblin's gonna blow her up, and right before she dies, she's gonna tell Peter, you know, with great power must also come great responsibility.
Yeah, that lesson just doesn't carry the same weight without one of your parents' siblings violently dying.
Very true, sir. So anyway, then Ned is gonna use Doctor Strange's sling ring to try and open a portal to get Peter.
And that's a thing he can do?
Yeah, we're gonna throw in a line about him having magic in his family, so he can do portals now.
Wow, okay, so we're just kinda crapping on Doctor Strange's abilities in this movie a little bit, huh?
A little, yeah.
Well, okay then.
And so then these portals open, and that's how these other Peter Parkers come in, the ones played by Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow. Yeah, it's gonna be very nostalgic, sir. So I guess they each get, like, a cameo line, like a little jokey thing.
Oh, no, they're, like, in the movie now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, full-on characters with effects on the plot and everything.
Okay, well, that's not usually how these things go.
Yeah, no, well, see, this movie's kind of a love letter to the Spider-Man movies and their fans.
Aw, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, a massively lucrative showcase of our intellectual property.
Yeah, okay, the first thing you said sounded a lot more romantic, though.
Cashing in on nostalgia, but done right.
You had it the first time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So does Ned keep making portals?
No, he stops at 2.
I mean, why not keep trying? They could get Tom Holland. They could see how many Spider-Mans they can get.
The scene has served its purpose, sir. We gotta move on.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, then eventually all the spider guys are gonna get together and do some science to make cures for the bad guys.
Very cool.
And then there's gonna be this big fight where they try to cure them all.
Amazing. Man, it's gonna be a little hard to keep track of which Spider-Man's which during the big fight, huh?
Actually, yeah, a little.
All right.
And so eventually Tom Holland is so mad that he's about to kill Green Goblin.
Oh boy.
But Tobey Maguire steps in and stops him using nothing but his wise face, and then he gets stabbed.
Oh no, is he okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's all right.
All right.
It was kind of rude of you emotionally, you know.
Well, so none of their spidey senses went off when he was about to get stabbed?
No, because they were having a moment. Spidey senses don't work if you're having a moment.
Oh, good to know. So then it looks like all these other people are about to come in from other dimensions. It's about to be nuts.
Oh, no.
So Tom Holland, Peter, has Doctor Strange cast a new spell where everybody forgets about Peter Parker entirely.
Oh, very selfless.
It is. So then all the villains get sent back to their universes, all cured and whatnot.
Are they being sent back to just a second before they're killed?
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, then it's all very sad for Tom Holland, Spider-Man, because MJ and Ned don't remember him.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and he's about to go explain the whole situation to them, but then he realizes they're probably better off without him in their lives.
Very sad.
It is, yeah. So he's got to get an apartment all by himself and start over.
So he still has, like, a social security number, like the government still remembers him? Birth certificate?
Maybe.
What happens with all the videos and news reports about him being Spider-Man?
I guess the memory spell works on computer memory also.
What about Flash's book that he wrote?
Okay, look, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this memory spell, okay? We're going for a clean slate kind of thing here.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing. Thanks. So what do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a really good time, you know? How are we gonna market this without spoiling all this crazy stuff? Leaks? Oh, leaks! Yeah, that'll work. Let's do that. Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.